Good evening. Let's start with prayer. Father, we just thank you this evening that we can come together and bring our requests to you and also look to your word. And we thank you for loving us with everlasting love. And even though we don't deserve it, we just thank you for the security that we have, that we are yours and you're ours, as we were singing. So we just praise you this evening and help us and bless our time together. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So as you know, we've been studying a book by Jerry Bridges, and it's called Respectable Sins. And we've gone through several chapters of that book. So today we'll look at a chapter that's on impatience and irritability. Respectable sins or subtle sins are the topics that are addressed in this book. Let's see if I can get the PowerPoint. Sorry. Okay, so here's a book. If you haven't really followed through this series, many of the chapters we've gone through include anxiety and frustration was one chapter, discontentment, unthankfulness, pride, selfishness, and lack of self-control. And so every week we've gone through those topics. And then today we're going to look at impatience and irritability. And that's a very common thing if we're honest, and a common sin in our interpersonal relationships that we often come across. And oftentimes it's, let me go to the definition. It's defined in this book as a strong sense of annoyance at the unintentional faults and failures of others. And it's something that we all deal with often. And I tend to be impatient a lot with because I like to move things fast. And I like to get things going and keep moving. And it's interesting because a lot of times when you're moving fast, you sacrifice quality. And then my wife is very focused on quality. And so when she moves, sometimes, you know, it's slower than what I expect, and I can be impatient towards that. So a lot of times when we're impatient, it's towards people that are closest to us, and it's to our spouse, to our children, because we know their characteristics, and sometimes that can be annoying towards us. So it's that strong sense of annoyance that we display towards our own family members. And how do we display it? You know, it can be verbally, it can be aggressive, it could be mean things we say, it could be non-verbal ways that we display the annoyance, and it could be the silent treatment or showing some kind of aggressiveness towards people we love. And there are many causes, as we all know, could be some physical illnesses, you know, especially as we get older, some people get more impatient, you know, and it could be related to depression or anxiety or medications you're on. And we're familiar with that. A lot of times pressures we encounter from our jobs, our finances, external circumstances. And then if we're honest, most of the time it's our ongoing sin nature, our attitude insisting that others conform to our own expectations. And so that is a root cause, you know, many times with our impatience. So the irritability is defined as a person that can become impatient over slightest provocation. An irritable person is someone that is impatient all the time. And so when you're around them, you have to walk on eggshells as to not offend them. Right? And so the Bible does have things to say about patience and how we treat others, and especially others close to us, how we treat other brothers and sisters in Christ, how we treat our spouses and our family members. So, and we'll look at some of the scriptures on this. But it's also a work in progress. I mean, if we're honest, you know, these are subtle sins that many of us struggle with. And it can be a source of great frustration in Christian life that we don't get complete victory over these sins. But the Bible is realistic in addressing these, and we're told to put to death these sins by the power of the Holy Spirit. And even we have a WhatsApp group with some of the people that are presented here. And even this week, this issue came up of just frustration of not having victory over a lot of the issues and the sins that we've addressed. And the book actually gives several points on how to overcome some of these sins. First thing is to apply the gospel, to know that we are forgiven, that Christ has paid for our sins, and then to depend on the Holy Spirit for his guidance, and at the same time recognize our responsibility to overcome these sins and not to be so complacent and not to just justify it, saying that's human nature, that's going to be all of us. And it also talked about memorizing scriptures that are related to these areas, and cultivating prayer, and also involving other brothers or sisters as needed, so that they can hold us accountable and they can pray for us. So the Bible does deal with it and doesn't just ignore it. So one of the key verses that we often refer to is 1 Corinthians 13:4. This is a chapter that's read almost in every Christian wedding. And here, love is defined as patient, and love is kind. And we know that God was patient towards the people of Israel. And he's patient to us. He was patient to us with our salvation. He's patient with us in our sanctification. 2 Peter 3:9 says, Lord is patient toward you, not wishing any should perish, but all should reach repentance. He is a God of patience. There's also a Galatians 5:22-23. It is a fruit of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There's also Romans 12:12 that talks about patience in tribulation and in suffering. Ephesians 4:1-2. And I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience. So many verses on patience. One time, a lady went to one of the elders, not here, and said, I can't treat my husband with patience or gentleness because he doesn't deserve it. And the elder said, well, do it on credit, because you use credit all the time anyway. So we are to treat each other with gentleness and with patience, and bearing one another in love. Colossians 3:12. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. The Lord Jesus Christ is an example of these traits. In 1 Peter 2:23, we see that when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. And so we are to be like him and be compassionate and have kindness and humility and meekness and patience. It's hard to have meekness and humility if you're impatient. A lot of times it's the pride that brings the impatience out. And so how do we respond if someone is impatient towards us? How do we respond to that? Could be a war of words. You could hold it all in with bitterness and a lack of forgiveness. Or as the scripture reminds us, we can forgive. 1 Peter 4:8, love covers a multitude of sins. And Proverbs 19:11 says, good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. We can, if somebody is impatient and unkind to us, we can overlook that offense and we can be slow to anger. So we are confronted by God's word on patience and how we should treat others patiently and with kindness, and what to do if we are treated unkindly, impatiently, and with irritation, they're irritable to us. And so given this, you know, we can pray that God will speak to our hearts, that if we are impatient, that God will change us, and that we can be convicted and we can repent of that. And that may God give us grace in how we deal with others if they are unkind and impatient towards us. So it was a short chapter and a short meditation. And now we'll go to prayer requests.